Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chin is with us. I want to talk first about the drought, because a lot of parts of Missouri are very dry. Give us an update.
You're right. You know, central Missouri and northern Missouri, they are so dry right now. You know, we had a very mild, dry winter that continued into April with some very cool temperatures in April. And then we had the hottest record on May for many areas in the state. So it's been a very different year. But the drought's having a serious impact, especially on our livestock producers. Hay, we're having a shortage of hay due to the unseasonably dry weather that we've been having. Our hay quality is not as good as what it has been in the past. And there's a lot less of it. So our livestock producers are up against some pretty big challenges and some tough decisions. And we're already starting to hear of a lot of cattlemen having to send some of their cattle to town because there's just not enough hay and forage for them.
It's been a serious situation with cattlemen and livestock producers. What about corn and soybean growers?
Well, you know, it's hurt corn and soybean as well. We have had the dry weather here in Missouri that has caused not ideal growing conditions. But in all the states surrounding us, they're having ideal growing conditions. So they're going to have record-breaking crops is what they're thinking, while Missouri farmers are not going to have record-breaking crops. And we're also going to be seeing lower prices this year. So it's kind of depressing right now for our Missouri farmers. Up in the northern states, South Dakota, you know, they've had a ton of rain. So while we have some areas of the state that is experiencing a drought, if you look at the Missouri River, it's high right now because of all of the rain that's been coming in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. It's causing high water levels on the Missouri River as well.
The department has been putting out weekly updates on crop injury because of off-target applications. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's the latest and how much of a problem is it this year?
Well, we're still cautiously optimistic that all of the training that we did in our special local needs label, the 24C, for the three new dicamba products is going to have the impact that we need to have a more successful growing season in 2018. Right now, as of yesterday at noon, we have 112 alleged dicamba complaints, and they are mostly in the southeastern part of the state at this time. We do have 15 2,4-D complaints as well. 10 of those are coming from that Boot Hill area as well. The injuries that we have about 17,000 acres of soybean damage, allegedly, that has been reported to us, as well as around 500 acres of peaches and 500 acres of residential trees, 75 acres of watermelon, 10 greenhouses with vegetables, and some fruit trees, as well as residential trees and shrubs, and some residential gardens as well as two commercial gardens. So we are seeing a little bit of an impact. June 28th of 2017, at this time, we were at 98 dicamba alleged complaints. So we're a little bit ahead of where we were. However, we had the June 10 cutoff date in the Boot Hill, and we have the July 15 cutoff date for the rest of the state. I would like to emphasize that because of those cutoff dates, we do feel like we will have a more successful 2018. But we also want to remind producers in the rest of the state that that 24C label still applies. So what we mean by that is soybeans, which have reached that first reproductive stage, the R1 or the flowering, you're not supposed to be spraying that product according to the label any longer. So that July 15 date for the rest of the state really doesn't matter if those soybeans are already in that R1 stage. So we really want to emphasize that there are a lot of areas right now in the state that even though it's not July 15 anymore, it's still an off-label use if you use dicamba right now. If the wind is blowing in the direction of a specialty crop, that's an off-label use as well. So we really feel like if people are following this label, that we're going to have a better growing season than what we did in 2018.